Hey, here we are once again.
We're here. Oh, shit, I went the wrong way. All right,
yeah, what are you doing?
That I get like, all backwards. Because
I do too. You know, I thought like, it was just me because I was dumb. No, like my brain fucking, doesn't work right.
Get
but
all
I,
fucking backwards.
I always do shit the wrong way. Like around, yeah. I always move the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we
try to get a little backed up.
We recovered from the show last night.
Yeah, I didn't get too fucked up. I mean, I was fucked up.
I did, but it was a fun show anyway.
Because
like I said,
everything.
It was a fun topic.
I know at the end, I nearly whipped my fucking dick out.
Wait, did you? I don't remember.
No,
that.
I did. No, I just threatened.
Oh, yeah. I just remember.
Right before we fucked. Yeah.
I just remember. That's right. That was a good show, wasn't it?
I was just playing around.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Jenny's laughing it off.
Yeah, that was very funny. Yeah. That, for a second, I thought you might actually do it.
Nah, fuck but... no. Get the show banned.
Yeah, you probably would. Yeah. Well, at least you'd get demonetized, probably.
Yeah, get demonetized. The shit would become a porn channel.
Well. Yeah.
Damn, what's happening to my stream? That shit's fucking up.
Oh, you fucked it up.
Yeah, I fucked it up.
Yeah, you did. You broke
it. Shut that shit down. Go back in there and try to get.
Well, doesn't it looks like it's still going on here? Nobody else is complaining.
No, fucking look at that shit.
Oh,
my shit does this. My tablet for some reason gets confused over streaming, YouTube. If I do it more than once a day without restarting it, I gotta fucking restart it.
Although, sorry. Yeah, my computer's kind of like that too.
I have to restart
it like several times a day because it just goes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it starts doing that.
Yeah, so what?
Just it starts losing its connection to YouTube, just YouTube.
Yeah.
Everything else it'll work fine.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of weird. All right, yeah, we saw a movie
Yeah, amazingly, even though I was still kind of drunk last night, but I was like, "Well, it's not that late and I still need to watch a movie to review tomorrow and Shudder just added a new one." So I said, "I'll watch it." And I actually do remember most of it. Now, this movie is called Scare Me. Now, if you will remember, I don't remember, maybe it was like a month or two ago, probably longer, we reviewed another movie that we found on Tubi that was also called Scare Me, and it was an anthology. It was kind of like a cheaper, like kind of a cheap movie. And I said when we reviewed that they're like, the confusing thing is that two movies called Scare Me came out almost exactly the same time, and I've even seen like cover art, like DVD cover or Blu-ray cover art for this movie, like that looks like designed like that movie, but with pictures from this movie. So I think people are like confusing the two movies, but it's two completely different movies. So this movie, which Shudder just added, I think it said Shudder Original. I don't know if that's the case or not, because I think it premiered at Sundance. But yeah, so I guess like Shudder just purchased it and they just put it up like a couple of days ago. This one is not technically not really an anthology. It's actually kind of more a comedy, I would say. I don't even know. It's got horror elements and it's like got a scary story element, but it's like way more a comedy than a horror movie. So
yeah,
I'm just gonna
and not
say that
really a zany comedy that I kind of enjoy. It's like the Evil Dead type. It's kind of psychological in a way. I don't know. It's just kind of newfangled. That's a newfangled type story. I wasn't really into it. Yeah, that's new. I'm getting older and older.
I don't like those
I'm more and more of an old curmudgeon.
Those
becoming a curmudgeon.
Movies.
Yeah, yeah.
The hell with those.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm becoming more and more of a fucking old man as
you
I go
are.
Along.
Get just, off my lawn.
Get off my lawn,
lawn
goddamn. No, like I said, a lot of times watching a movie, you have to be in a certain mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this one, I wasn't in a proper mindset for it, or I wouldn't have liked it anyway. I don't know.
You might not have. So I didn't love it, but it did make me laugh out loud a few times. But like I said, don't go into it expecting it to be like scary or being it or even to be gory or like a horror movie or anything. It's like a comedy first and foremost, and it's basically just like a two or three person, ensemble, and basically what the premise is that there is a guy named Fred. Now, he is actually played by the director of this movie. This is the first movie he's directed. So he is, I guess, like, his wife has left him, or he's like having some personal problems. He's like an aspiring novelist, aspiring actor, whatever. So I guess he gets like an Airbnb cabin, like out in the middle of nowhere, so he can like work on his novel that he's writing, which is kind of like a werewolf story or something like that. And so he goes up there, and very shortly after arriving, he discovers that the cabin very near his is occupied by another writer named Fanny, who is actually like a very well-regarded horror writer. Like, she's quite famous. And he hasn't read her book, but he has heard of her. So they decide, like, I guess there's like a snowstorm and she is over at his house because they're hanging out or talking. And they decide that they're going to tell each other scary stories, like, until the power comes back on, right? So basically, the whole entire movie is them telling scary stories to one another and just, like, acting them out, like, with sound effects and stuff like that. So it's basically, it's in one room. It's kind of like, it struck me very much as, like, a stage play. You could do this as a stage play very, very easily.
Probably what it was.
It probably started out as that.
Yeah.
So know that going in, like, it's basically the whole thing is set in this one cabin, and it's just them telling stories to one another, and they do the voices, and they're all, like, act, you know what I mean? Like, if they were acting at a stage play. So pretty much the whole thing is like that. At one point, like, a pizza guy shows up named Carlo, and he kind of gets involved, too, because he really likes scary stories, and he knows who she is. So they kind of get him in on the fun, and they're, like, telling each other stories and stuff. And then, like, kind of as it goes on, like, toward the end, you kind of get more into, like, some character stuff, like, with him and her and, like, you know, him coming to terms with his resentment of her because she's successful and he's not successful and all this other kind of stuff, too. So, like I said, it's I can see how most people would find it off-putting, but because it is very meta, it is very, like, wink-wink, it is very clever. They even referenced Uta Hagen in there, which I thought was, that made me laugh, but you know what I mean? But I know who that is. So it's like, I was like, oh, nice. Okay. But if you don't really like that kind of, that real, it's teeters on being pretentious or precious a little bit, like people that are like cleverer than, you know, too clever for their own good kind of thing.
Yeah.
But so a it kind of annoyed me a little bit, but on the other hand, like, some of it I thought was really funny. I don't think I would recommend it to anybody. I would that's not what I meant. To just anybody was what I meant to say. I wouldn't recommend it to just anybody. I would definitely probably recommend it if you like you know, stage play, if you like theatrical stuff, or if you're a writer yourself. Yeah. You might dig it more because you'll kind of get like all the real clever like barbs and shit like that. And as I said, there's not really any gore. There's nothing like that. It's just kind of like two people in a cabin telling, like, acting out stories to one another. So if that sounds like you would like it, if it sounds like that sounds like something you would hate, you probably will hate it.
It would have been a lot better as a stage play.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of like, what was that one movie that, Shudder had, like that, Confessional.
Yeah.
That I think was, kind of done like a stage play too, because everything was like inside these confessional booths. I liked that, but
the problem is with the stage play concept is that theater is not a big thing nationwide. Not everywhere. Not every location in the U.S. has a fucking decent theater. And there isn't a theater scene. So if you're writing plays, you know what I mean? It's in your interest to fucking have a small movie, and then at least people will see it.
Yeah.
Because if you go on tour or some kind of play, chances are nobody will see it.
That's what I mean. So I can understand people that are more into, like, doing live theater like that better. Yeah. Really, that really does seem like the best way to get as many people to see your shit as possible is, like, make it into a movie.
Make it into a movie.
Even though, you know, you do kind of complain about, like, I think you were complaining about that movie Confessional, like, oh, that would have worked better as a stage play. But like I said, if it was a stage play,
nobody
would have seen it.
Right.
And, you know, since they made it into a movie, it's on Shudder, and probably, you know, hundreds of thousands or a million people might have seen it, which is a lot better than doing a stage play, that's for sure.
True.
But yeah, so this, you know, I liked it. It was fine. It had some, like, really funny moments. I liked the end. stay till after, like, some of the credits go, because I almost missed it, because the credits came on, and I was like, oh, I gotta pee, and so, like, I ran to the bathroom, and then Tom's like, hey, you're missing this, like, scene here at the end, and I was like, oh, I'm kind of glad that I saw that scene, because that kind of, like, gave me a little chuckle, because it was kind of like a callback to the beginning, which I liked.
One we saw recently that I think that kind of stuck with me was that Napoleon Dynamite. I had never seen that.
Yeah, Sophie
showed that to
showed us. It well, I had seen it before, like, a long time ago, but...
Kind of reminded me of a more friendly version of Art of Self-Defense. Kind of had that same tone, same kind of goofy character.
Yeah.
In it, you know? But like, if you guys haven't seen Napoleon Dynamite, see that shit.
I kind of feel like everybody's probably seen it at this point, except for you. I mean, it's...
It's kind of like Seinfeld, where it's like a movie about nothing. There isn't any really... Shit happens, but it's just like normal shit. It's just these characters and the way they interact.
It's like a slice of life.
Crazy shit that they do. Story. And that wedding at the end where he fucking comes up on that horse. And his brother marries that fucking black dude. And her fucking brother is like fucking embarrassed as shit that she's marrying this crazy ass fucking white dude. It's fucking hilarious. Fucking hilarious fucking movie, man.
Well, like I said, there's a reason.
I want to own that one.
Movie became like a cultural.
Yeah.
Milestone.
I'm gonna put that one right next to.
I saw so many fucking jokes and memes about that when it first came out. So
it's funny.
So
it's pretty good.
Yeah, it was really funny.
And trying to see what else is going on. Oh yeah, to do the show, Jenny had to interrupt me because I got that Star Wars Squadron game.
Yeah, he just got that. He's very excited. So I had to go in there. I went in there like 20 minutes before and I said, we're going on 20 minutes. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. And he was playing the game. And then like the time goes. And then it's like 2 minutes till and I had to run in there and be like, do you know what time it is?
I'm flying that fucking A-wing,
I'm constantly nagging.
So. I like flight games. But I wish I had real controls because the axis control where you roll on your axis, it's on the same joystick as your throttle. So you get fucking confused, you know?
I would definitely get confused. Yeah. I would be in there for like a second and then I would hit an S-wing.
Yeah. I want to set it up for real flight simulation where your feet control the roll. And you got a single joystick and then your right hand controls the throttle.
I like the little motion.
Yeah, a lot better. Yeah, I can pitch it. I want to do it virtual. I want to do it virtual reality with a fucking helmet on so I can look around inside the cockpit.
That would probably be easier.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a lot easier. Because you're doing shit like fucking hitting your boost speed and cutting power and then sliding through space, turning the ship sideways or backwards. It's fucking pretty cool. So it's like shit you could, you know, it's like shit I could do on a motorcycle, kind of.
Yeah.
But I don't have the right controls. I'm an old man. I don't have that damn finger dexterity, these kids, you know what I mean? We grew up with joysticks, but there's just no comparison to real controls like inside a vehicle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where the controls are so far apart, there's no way to make any mistakes, you know? You don't need fine motor control. Because that's the first thing that goes when you're panicking, when you're fighting something. Or trying to win a race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fourth Drawer Down says, doesn't Napoleon buy a time machine at one point? That was actually my favorite part.
Yeah, he buys a time machine. I like the fucking... That wasn't Napoleon. That was Napoleon's uncle.
His uncle.
Bought the time machine. It didn't work. Needless to say.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Although, would it have been funnier if it had worked? Show my new game. Reach over there and get it.
Okay,
this is not quite for sale yet, because I still need to make like shit for the... for the website. But this is the proof copy of my newest one. It's called Boosting Botticelli. It's an art theft game.
Yeah, it's all sophisticated.
It's
all sophisticated.
You're ridiculous.
I'm not ridiculous.
Yes, you are. You're ridiculous. Yeah, it's mostly a card game. So there's the cards there. But it comes with like little auction pads and stuff like that because you can like... And there's like fakes in there and all kind of shit like that. It's fun. There's probably... Like they wouldn't let me put it in a smaller box. That's the thing about... Game Crafter is that
standard size boxes.
No, well, they have so many boxes, and like then once you go in and you put in all your components, like because I had picked like a much smaller box for that, and then they were like, "Oh, your shit's not gonna fit in that box," and I'm like, "Really? Are you sure that it's not gonna fit in my box?" I think they always err on the side of like put everything in a bigger box, you know, because I feel like those components probably could have fit in a smaller one, but you know, whatever. I don't mind what size box it is.
Yeah. If you guys haven't noticed, I have what... Sophie's in the comments in there. I have what Sophie calls my movie director glasses. Says I become
a... Yeah, you look a little bit like George Romero. If they were bigger.
Become like a movie director. Or I kind of thought maybe it was like the that dude from Sicario.
Yeah.
From that movie, yeah. He had glasses.
What was like the name of that game? It's called Boosting Botticelli.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to fucking direct a movie, goddammit.
Yeah?
Cut.
You you want like a little like a little stick with the thingy on it, yeah, and like a little riding pants.
Put a beanie on.
Well, it's not a beanie.
A beret.
A beret. Put a beret. A beanie on. Has a helicopter.
Yeah, yeah, a little helicopter all the time. Yeah, put a fucking beret on.
Yeah, you should wear a beanie.
Some glasses. I need a director's chair. Fucking funny.
What'll it say on the back of your like director's chair?
Asshole.
That's yeah.
Asshole. Okay. Yeah.
At least people will know what they're getting into. Right. We'll let you know when his
You
first
wanted some
movie.
Fucking sophisticated shit. You want me to say something sophisticated and deep? I would not. So no, I would say asshole on the back.
No, I was. That's about Dickhead. What I was. That's about what I was expecting yeah. you to say. That's why yeah. I asked you.
Dickhead, something like that.
Right. All right. You oh, ready? Yeah. 60s Michael Caine glasses. That's yeah, that's what they, right. Yeah. That's what they remind me 60s of.
60s Michael Caine glasses. Three drinks into it.
There you go.
Three drinks into the journey of whipping your ass. Because Michael Caine, when he gets too drunk, he fucking whips your ass, or his hand comes off and kills you.
Yeah, his hand comes off and then punches Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah. The shark, not the human jaw. But yeah, there's go see. He was in Part 4, right? Jaws Part 4.
I don't know. Was he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't
he
see
was.
That one.
It was awful, but...
I've only seen Jaws Part 1.
Come on, you haven't seen Part 3? Like, the terrible 3D
I gotta figure out a way to impersonate Michael Caine. You look at the camera, and then you look.
You look, and then you
then
look.
You look. And then you look, and you talk, and you look.
Well, watch some of his, like, movies from the 60s, and then you can get that impression down, man.
Yeah, I gotta fucking study him.
You can be him for Halloween. You still have time to, like, figure that shit out.
Get a perm. Get yeah. a fucking perm. Fucking dye my hair fucking blonde. No, just get a wig.
I was gonna say, easier to get. Don't get a perm.
Yeah. I'll dress up as Michael Caine for one of the shows.
We should, well, the Halloween show.
Halloween show?
I mean, because Halloween is on a Saturday and our show is on a Saturday.
With that fucking British accent?
Yeah, that'd be, oh my God, that'd be hilarious. Yeah. You could even get like some kind of fucked up looking teeth because his teeth are kind of
yeah,
like
yeah,
old
yeah,
looking.
Yeah. Like Austin Powers teeth.
Yeah, do that. They have those like at Spirit Halloween.
You're being fucking mean. He did kind of have some fucking...
No, they're not. Yeah, it's like that's
they weren't
what
bad
I mean.
Teeth.
No.
They were just kind of fucking
I said they
dodgy.
Were,
he had dodgy teeth.
They're interesting teeth.
Yeah, he had dodgy teeth.
They're interesting teeth. Yeah. They're distinctive teeth. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
But yeah, somebody said I love his horror movie, The Hand. We actually reviewed that a while back. I really, really liked that movie, too. That movie, I saw it when I was a kid, and it, like, creeped me the fuck out. Because I always had, like, a weird, well, I guess it's not a weird fear, but, like, kind of an irrational fear of having, like, limbs removed.
Yeah. Tila's in there saying she loved The Hand. I fucking
that's what I just said.
Yeah, yeah. She said. She, oh, you. Oh, she. You.
Yeah,
you
that's
okay.
what I just said.
Sometimes I'm
zoning
out.
He doesn't listen.
Well,
to
no,
me.
I was zoning out. I'll read the fucking comments and she'd be saying, "Yeah." She
and then likes, 2 seconds later, he's like, "Hey, Dad." Yeah, I'm like, "Yeah, yeah I just."
No, I can't read and listen at the same time. It caused a time warp.
Louis said, "I'll pay if Tom gets a legit perm."
Fuck no, man. Not getting some affinity ass perm.
They still sell those like I'd home perms, like Tony or whatever. That was the 70s, I think. T-O-N-I. Wasn't it like a Tony perm?
The hand. You know, okay.
They don't perms don't work on my
Tila,
hair.
Tila, if you like
right
the
out.
Hand, you also got to see The Island with Michael Caine. Yeah. That's a Florida story.
And David Warner's in it. Too.
Yeah, David Warner's in
it's
it.
It's pirates, right? Kind of.
Yeah. What happens is he's from New York and he goes to Florida with his son. And he's tricking his son. He told his son they were going to go to Disney World, but when he gets there, he's an investigative reporter. He's got to do some other shit. And he's investigating the Bermuda Triangle. And so he gets down into the... He takes his son fishing in the Bermuda Triangle, and they get fucking jacked by some fucking pirates. He wakes up in a damn pirate camp on this fucking pirate island, and it turns out he thought they were role-playing, that they were LARPing, being pirates.
That's the pirate LARP island.
They thought it was a pirate LARP island. Turns out they were pirates. They had been there for like 400 years. They were getting all inbred. They're like inbred pirates. Yeah. They were running out of women and shit. It was fucking bizarre.
It's a weird movie.
It's fucking good, though. It's a real good movie. They say the book's even better.
Well, didn't Peter Benchley write that? The same guy that wrote Jaws, like the novel?
I don't know.
I thought that was... Maybe I'm remembering that wrong.
Yeah, and they had some covenant. There was some covenant with their fucking pirate leader. I don't remember which one it was. And they were trying to hold the tribe together and fucking reemerge back into the world. It's pretty good.
Yeah, pirates are going to take over the world.
Pirates are trying to take over the world. They needed more breeding stock.
Well, yeah, obviously, because there was like 30 of them or something.
Yeah. Well, the reason why they went to go hide out, I think there was more details in the book. Somebody was telling me about it. They had pirates. They had to hide for some reason or another, and they picked that island to hide in. This was like hundreds of years ago. And they had captured a bunch of hookers from the brothel, and they were going to take them with them. And so they had a small breeding population, but it wasn't big enough to sustain them over a couple hundred years.
Right, they're all going to get like weird genetic disorders and stuff.
Yeah, and it...
She asked what year it was made.
70s sometime.
It was 70s. I can't remember that. 78, I want to say, but I could be totally wrong about that. But it was right around that time. Maybe I'm totally wrong. 1980, Fourth George Brown says, maybe.
Yeah, I showed it to Sophie. She didn't know what she was getting into. What'd you think of it, Sophie?
It's a weird movie.
Yeah, as a kid, I saw it. It fucking affected me.
They made a lot of weird shit in the 70s.
Made a lot of weird shit back in the 70s. They were going to... They caught Michael Caine, and the only... the one woman they had decided she was going to use him as breeding stock. So he was... She was carrying him around on a leash, trying to get pregnant
like
from him. Because evidently she couldn't get pregnant from the guys that were on there. They were all starting to get kind of sterile. And it's a trip.
She's
man.
Like, these ones are all shooting blanks.
Yeah.
We need some new
evidently.
Shit in here.
And they thought that he was, his last name was Maynard. So they thought that he was the descendant of some fucking friendly pirate that they had revered.
Maynard the Friendly Pirate.
Yeah.
The new children's book.
Well, yeah, Maynard the Friendly Pirate. They thought that it was an allied pirate.
Right.
You know what I mean? He was a descendant of it. And so they saw him as nobility. They didn't want to kill him. They were trying to get him to join. It's a fucking cool story in a way. But then the ending was pretty cool.
Sorry, when I said Friendly Pirate, all I could think of was that British, was it a cartoon? Captain Pugwash?
Yeah, I don't know. That. She found it. She says she found it, put it on the...
Also, The Swarm. Yeah, I like The Swarm, too. And Dress to Kill. We need to, like, do a review on that one of these days. I should write it down and put it in my box.
Sophie said the accents were hilarious. You see, they had been on there for centuries, and their English was very archaic. It was mixed with French, too. And it kind of degenerated into a new language. You can understand what they're saying, but you have to kind of...
Yeah.
Pay close attention to what they're saying.
Sophie said Maynard is the dude that killed Blackbeard in real life. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
So maybe that's why.
So they thought that he was big magic, basically.
Yeah. Fourth throw down.
So if you like The Hand, you'd like that one.
It's Michael Caine during his I Will Do Anything for Money period, which I don't think ever really ended, did it?
No. No. No, Michael Caine during an interview said that the main thing was is to make sure that you got paid, up front, and that you had good hotel. A good hotel.
See, I respect that.
Accommodations. And that,
it's just a job,
and that,
like any other job.
And that your food was paid for at the hotel. Your food, your fucking bar, fucking tab was paid for. That's really, you know.
Well, a lot of actors will just...
He didn't care what it was.
Yeah, a lot of actors, they're like, oh, where are you shooting this movie? It's like, oh, like this nice island or something? Well, shit,
Yeah.
I'm going there I can like go lay on the beach for
a That was his main advice. He made a whole training video on how to become an actor.
Yeah.
And he did.
That's right. We watched parts of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I
watched parts of it. Remember that?
I remember.
Yeah, and he's teaching you how to act. And he goes, what you do is what you do. You look in the camera and you look. And then you look. And then you look.
Pretty much, yeah. I think parts of
when
it
you look
YouTube.
At someone, make sure you speak. And then you speak and you look. And then you speak and then you look. I'm like, okay, that's how you fucking act, Michael.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. I'm going to get him down.
Okay.
All right.
You promised it.
I'm going to dress up for him as fucking Halloween.
That's what I mean on the Halloween show. Now I got to think of something.
Yeah.
Who can I? Maybe I can be the shark from Jaws 4.
I'm gonna put on that overall that he wore as a prisoner in The Hand.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, it'd be funnier if you were his character from The Hand, and then you could just like have it look like hand guy cut off.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd work that out. Just
well, you just have to have like a long sleeve.
But then
and
I'm
then
gonna
like
have to drink
a...
and shit on the show. I did it just be for fucking look, and then pull my hand out. There it is. And then have a rubber hand.
Yeah, now we need to get a rubber hand. Everything's getting like really complicated.
Yeah, you're making the shit too complicated.
Well, I really like Halloween, so it's like, I'm always kind of like, if you're going to do the shit, then do the shit right. You know what I'm saying? Don't just like half-ass it.
Yeah.
All right. So, you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I got to get back to Star Wars.
He's got to get back to his Star Wars game.
Yeah, I got to shoot shit down in space.
And I got to go get some coffee and wake myself back up. Because every single morning I'm like, oh, I'm going to sleep in today, and then I never do.
Yeah.
Fucking 6:30. I'm always awake. It sucks. All right. So, we will be back again tomorrow. Probably talking about another movie because I think I got a couple that I was planning on watching tonight. So thanks everybody for stopping by, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow. Bye.